Okay, so Bichul Kosai, end of Eik, right here. So this is going to bring us a bit back to the beginning. So what I want to do is really just explore a theory of Ramban, which also emerges in some of the Midrashim about Bichul Kosai. Right? So Bichul Kosai closes Vayikra, we closed it. Now we, every so often we luck out and we hit our Parsha. So we just did Bichul Kosai last week. But for the most of Bichul Kosai, we get the brachot and then the curses, right, the tochacha. And the question is really, what is the, you know, besides for it just being a proper closing to Vayikra, it's being, you know, the, reinforcement for the mitzvah that we learn in Vayikra or the Torah in general, is there anything else happening here? Like, what is the nature of these brachot? Are they just, if you do things right, so things will be good, if you do things wrong, things will be bad, or is there something more to that series of brachot and klalot? So the Ramban presents a theory that indeed there is, that specifically the brachot of the Bichul Kosai are modeled after creation. That if you do keep the Torah, then basically all the problems that have been created since that original sin that kicked us out of Gan Eden will be undone and we'll be able to go back. I mean, so I want to explore that theory, giving away the end now, but I want to explore that theory of what is Bichul Kosai is really doing. So if you look at Bichul Kosai, it starts as follows, right? In Bichul Kosai te lecho, ves mitzvosai tishmiru vasisem osam. If you keep my chukim, and you keep my mitzvot, you keep my laws and my statutes, then asati gishmechem itam. You'll have rain, and asna aretz yivula, and the land will give its produce, ves asadei yitim piryo, and trees will get fruit, and your threshing will last until the vintage will last until the sowing. You'll eat your bread to you'll be full and you'll dwell securely in your land, and I'll give you peace in the land and nothing will make you afraid, and I'll get rid of these evil animals from the land, and there won't be a sword passing through, meaning there won't be war, there won't even be armies passing through, and you'll chase your enemies, and they'll fall before you. And it goes on. So Ramban here notes, in number one, he says, so what does it mean? There'll be shalom. So first he says, "Shiyah shalom b'nechem v'lo techam tilacham v'ishbachiv." That not only will there be peace from the outside, there'll be peace with the inside. People will get along. Oh, hashalom hu shiyash v'chayam in aretz. Or that's building on the next line or next part of the pasuk, which is there'll be peace even from the animals. The animals won't be attacking. V'cherev lo tavor b'atzachem klal. There won't be swords passing through. Right, you'll chase your enemies out and they'll flee away. But then he says, okay, what does this mean? That there won't be evil animals, there won't be wild animals in the land. So he says, so he quotes a midrash. Rabbi Huda said, they won't be in the world. I'll get rid of these vicious animals. Who keep shuto shall yavo chayot raot baratzam, but there just won't be evil animals. Kipiyot ha sova vabrachot ubirabot ha tova, because if people are satiated and there's wealth and there's abundance, vayot harim layot adam. So there's abundance, everyone is dwelling contentedly in the cities. Lo tavon chayot vayishuv. We all know the more established a city is, the less wild animals there are. Right, yishuvim in Israel are notorious for having wild dogs because, you know, you don't have constant civilization. You have a little yeshuv on a mountaintop, and then you have a mountain, and then you have, you know, and then you have another yeshuv. So you have wild animals going in and out. But things will be so, you know, settled and so established that there won't be wild animals, right? This is like, brings back wonderful memories of Alon Shut, right? We had this pack of dogs that
and
used to...
That's right, you hear them howling.
Yeah, so we had this pack of dogs, like this... five massive dogs used to just walk around, and then Tikva complained that she had this pack of dogs, so she took a picture. It's the same five dogs. They walked from Alon Shvut to Migdalos to the next yeshuv, and then we stopped because they, you know, Migdalos took out a hunting party, and they just went out at night and they shot them all because it was like this, like these massive dogs. right? Because that's Yishuvim. So he's saying it won't be like that, right? You'll be it, you know, you don't see it in Toronto, you won't see it in Yerushalayim, because everything will be, right? You'll be so wealthy, affluent, everything will be settled. Well, that Rabbi Shimon, Shumash Bitan, Shalei Aziku. But Rabbi Shimon said something interesting. Yehuda just said, look, there won't be wild animals because everything will be settled. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, there will be wild animals, but they won't be wild, right? They won't hurt anybody. They'll be all peaceful. It doesn't mean I'll get rid of evil animals. It means I'll get rid of the evil of the animals. Right? I'll take away their sting, their bite. The Ramban says, I like that interpretation. But what does that tell you? What does that mean? Why would the bracha be? I understand the first bracha, Rabbi Hu does. It's a very rational thing to you know, wish on people, that you'll get to the point that society is so developed that you have nice, clean, well-ordered cities with no wild animals, right? No, no more rats in New York, no more wild dogs here, no more, you know, raccoons in Thornhill. Like, all of them, everything will be nice and clean and orderly. I get that. But why would it be a bracha that you'll still have, you know, those packs of dogs, but they will be nice, they'll be nice dogs, right? They won't intimidate anybody. What type of bracha is that? Why would you do that? Why would God say, yeah, I'll have wild animals, they just won't be wild anymore, right? You'll have the jackals in Beit Shemesh, and they'll all, you know, they won't howl at you and eat, you know, they'll...
Jackals are crazy.
It's absolutely crazy, insane, right? But they'll be fine, they'll be like, you know, squirrels. Why would you do that? So he says, but I think that's right, why? Ki tihyeh Eretz Yisrael v'et kiyumo mitzvot kasher haya olam mitchilato kodim cheto shel adam harishon. Because the bracha of Bechukosai is that if you do what you're supposed to, then Israel will turn into the pre-sin Eden. Right? That's what this bracha is telling you. Ein chayav remes mimin adam. The world of immortality, the world where Adam was in control of all the animals, where he named all the animals, where the fear of animals were in man. Kumo shamru, ein arod meimit, ela cheit meimit. And he said, how do I know this is true? Because the Gemara says, ein arod meimit, ela cheit meimit. Now, what is that? So if you skip to number 3, right, he's talking about the following Gemara. The Gemara in Brachot tells you as follows. Tana Rabbanan, ma'aseh b'makom mechad shahaya arod v'haya mazik et habriyot. There was a place and there was an arod, some sort of, I don't know exactly, a snake, some sort of poisonous animal, which hurt people. So they came and they told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa that there was this poisonous creature. So Amar Lahem, Haruli et Choro, he said, show me its hole. Hereyu et Choro. So they showed him, V'natan akevo al pi achor. So he put the heel of his foot on top of the hole. Yatzav v'nashcho, and this animal came out and it bit him. Umeit oto arod, and the animal died.
Not him.
Right, not him. Natilu al ktefo ve'vilu ben medrash. And he put it on his shoulder, and he brought it to the base medrash. So Amar Lahem, so he said, Ru'ubanai, see my children, ein arod meimit, ela hachet meimit. It's not the snake that kills, it's not the scorpion that kills, it's sin that kills. But otash sha'a amru, so at that time people used to say, oilo la adam shepa gabo arod, right? Woe is to the person who meets this poisonous animal, v'oilo la arod shepa gabo Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. But woe is to the poisonous animal who runs into Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So Ramban said, what is that Gemara teaching you? That ain, right, ain ha'arod meimit, ela hachet meimit. It's sin that brought death. Right, the Ramban reads that Midrash in a very specific way. Right, not that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is miraculous, but that this is pre-sin, right, pre-original sin. It's chet, which is meimit. It's sin which brings death to the world. So the Ramban continues, v'zeh she'amar ha'katuv. He said, all these nivod and Yishayahu, now the most famous of them being that the wolf and the lion will dwell together, but there's a series of them, right? That all these animals will, right, the para and the dove, right, the bear and the cow, and they'll all be fine, they'll all be vegetarian, and they'll all be eating grain and not each other. Why?
Because
Because their predatory nature came when Adam sinned. And then they all became predators. Latrov tzeze, zo tzo. Kayadua, ki betarfam ha'adam, pam achat yosifu lehiot ra'im yoter. Because they were made predatory to punish Adam. But once they're predatory, so once they attack anybody, we know that once an animal is attacked, it becomes more audacious, it becomes more vicious. And the more they get used to attacking, that viciousness was introduced as a punishment for Adam, and once it was introduced, they started killing each other. He said originally in the creation of the world, the pasuk is explicit that all animals were given grass to eat. That all animals and all birds and all creepy crawly things were given vegetation. And that is how it was. That is their eternal nature. But then they learned to be predators, to be carnivores. Because of sin, which introduced death. Kasher Pirashti. Ukshu tar shchitat balechayim livnei noach reyam abul vizira la'adam. And once shchita, once eating meat was permitted to human beings after the flood, v'achet dimchem la'adrachem hidrosh, nevesh adam, lo nevesh chaya, mi'ad chaya v'chaverta. And no longer were people prohibited from killing animals, nor animals from killing each other. Nish'aru al-minagam litrov. So they continued to be predators. V'yod eretz Yisrael ha'shleimut. But if Israel is perfect, tishpot ra'at min hagam, the evil of their nature will cease. V'amdu al ha'teva harishon, and they'll go back to their original nature. Asher husam b'hem be'et yitziratam, that was put in them when they were created. Kvar hiskarti b'zeh b'seder toldot Noach. V'al kein amara katuv v'yimei ha'goel ha'yotzei migezeh Yishai. And that's why the Torah tells you that when Mashiach comes, right, the children of Yishai, Shiashuv ha-shalom ba'olam, v'yachdal ha-teref, v'ra'ad ha-be'ima, v'chol remes, kasher ha-yab b'tiva mitchila. All of that evil that exists in these animals will go away. Ha-kavana ha-yita bo'al chizkiyahu, sh'b'yukesh ha-kadosh baruch hu, l'asot lo'ad Mashiach, v'al tal z'chuchdam b'kach, v'yem ha-asa Mashiach l'atid l'avau. Now they wanted to do it with chizkiyah, but it didn't work. And the Ramban tells you that why would the Midrash tell you that evil animals will exist, but they'll no longer be evil? They'll only be carnivores, they won't be vicious. Because the bracha of Bichukosai is to turn back the clock to the world of Eden. Now, how does he know that, besides this line, right? It seems to be a lot to build on a particular read of, like, I will get rid of the evil of the animals rather than get rid of the evil animals. So, the other hint that you get is in Pasuk, Yud Bet. And if you keep the mitzvot, so the Torah tells you, V'hitalachti b'tochechem, I will walk among you, v'yit ilochem l'ilohim, and I will be for you as a God, v'atem tiyu l'ilam, and you will be my nation. Right? That the final bracha, the ultimate goal of B'chukotai, is if you keep the mitzvot, v'hitalachti b'tochechem, I will walk among you. Now, that pasuk, that notion that God walks among man, is Bereishis language, right? Because if you turn back to Bereishis, Perek Bet, Parak Gimel, right after the sin, you hear Vayishmeu, Parak Gimel Pasuk Ched in Bereishit, Vayishmeu et kol Hashem Elokim et halech bagan leruach hayom, that God is walking, right, they heard God walking bagan, Vayichabei Adam v'yishtov v'vnei Hashem Elokim b'toch ha'yitzagan, and they hid from God walking. That means the notion of God walking is what Gan Eden is supposed to be like. Now, after man sins, so God didn't walk among them, so they were afraid because God was there. But the implication is, before the sin, they would have been comfortable with God mitalech b'toch hagan. And that also points in this direction. that it's supposed to bring us back to the world of Gan Eden. And this is the other thing that's picked up by the Midrashim. So if you look, yeah, so if you look and skip for a moment to 5, right, the Sifra picks up on this notion of this Edenic return from that line. V'italachti b'tochichem. Mashlu mashal. What it, right? What's a parable for this? L'mah ha'davar domeh. L'melech she'yatza l'tayel l'mariso b'pardes. A king who went out to stroll with his sharecropper in the orchards. V'yator is mitmar milfanav. And that worker was shaking, was afraid of him. Right? Sound familiar, right? This is when God walked among Adam in the garden, he was afraid. He hid. And Hashem said, why are you hiding? It's because you sinned. So Amar lo ha-melech, the king said to him, lo ta'ariz, malecha mitmar milfanai, why are you afraid? Hareini kayotze becha. Right? Now, milfanai hareini kayotze becha, v'kadosh baruch hu olam la-tzadikim, same thing is true with God. He says, malachem is da'azim milfanai, why are you afraid? Why are you shaking? Kach atid ha-kadosh baruch hu. So in the future, mitayel ima-tzadikim b'gan eden latid lavo. In the future, God will walk with the tzadikim in Gan Eden. V'tzadikim ro'im oto v'zazim v'fanai, harini chayote b'chem. And they'll shake, right? But he'll say, don't shake, right? I'm like you, I'm among you, right? So the Midrash picks up on that, right? That right now, if God walks among us, we're afraid. But the bracha is it that you keep the mitzvot, Eretz Yisrael becomes the place, like Gan Eden, where God will walk among us and we will no longer be afraid. So the Midrash also picks up on this notion. If you look at number 2, the Ramban continues. Aval derech ha'emet, ha-brachot ha'ele od heim brachot shamayim be'elyonim. These brachot are the brachot of heaven. K'moshe pe'rashti, v'natati shalom ba'aretz, lo tigal nafshi etchem, I'll give you peace. Right, my soul will not despise you. V'kein italachti v'tochichem. The same is true of, I will walk among you. Remez limda, it teaches us a hint, shekaru v'tenu shechina. Right, this is the Shekhinah which will walk among us. Right, that is the goal of the Mishkan, that the Shekhinah will be among us. That the Shekhinah used to dwell in the lower realms in earth. This mentions Gan Eden and Olam Haba. The Eila Habrachot B'Tashlumehen. But all this can only come true if the Jews keep what God said. And then heaven and earth will be perfected. There are no purer, no more complete blessings than these. And this is the covenant between us and God. We've never achieved this. Lo rabim lo yachadim mehem, not as a community, not even individuals. Shalal tal zchutam lakach. We've never been worthy of this. Kamo shamru al David v'urel chanito al shmona meot chalal v'ayim etzar al matayim asabai kol v'amra lo rak b'davar uriah chiti. Right, David, right, is punished because of Uriah, etc. V'alkein tzar al rabotinu zal she izgiru b'psokim ha'ilu atid lavo milameit shetinok mi'israel atid liyod moshit v'chulei atid ha'kodesh baruch l'tayel im atzadikim latid lavo. Right. So the Ramban, picking up on this Midrash, says that the real Brit of Bechukotai is not just that things will be good, is that if we really keep the Torah, we will manage to reverse the original sin, which if you think about it, makes a lot of sense. Right? That it's not just a bracha. Because we've talked about this, because now we've come from Breishis already, right? Breishis, the world failed, and God constantly tried to figure out, how do I get back? So, we had failure number 1, we have 10 generations, he destroys the world. You recreate the world, and again, we saw all type of gracious language, because God is trying to bring us back, it doesn't work, he gets Avram, he picks a nation, but we're not quite back at Eden yet. But then, and we'll come back to this in a moment, we did create something which invoked Eden, which was the Mishkan. And we noted that the Mishkan itself invokes Gan Eden, with the Kruvim, right, the Kruvim being at every separation, keeping us right from God. The Mishkan trying to bring the Shekhinah back among us. Right, the Mishkan is trying to fix the problems, the relationships with God that were broken in Eden. And constantly what the Torah is trying to do is give us the directions of how to reverse the inevitable tide of towards, you know, towards entropy in the world, right? The world is naturally gets crazier, but the Torah tells us how to pull it back together and go back. And the Ramban says, if we ever got back to it, that's what it's telling you. If you keep the mitzvot, that is the instruction book, how to get back, how to perfect the world, how to turn back the unnatural death that exists in the world, the unnatural notion that there are predators. Right? If you're looking for, the Midrash picks up on this as well, in Avot Rabbi Natan, Asara al nachash achash enastim. There were 10 curses against the snake. One was that its mouth was closed. It couldn't talk. Hashni hashin its gadzu yadav raglav. It lost its feet and its arms and legs. Hashlishit shu chelafar. And it eats dirt. Harivi shu mafshit umitztair kiyoldav. Right, that it, right, it has to, right, what's it called?
Molt?
Yeah, there we go. Molt, and it's like a rebirth, and it's painful. Chamishit veiva ashit, and human beings hate it. Hashishit ochel p'tumim v'shotel kom t'vim v'im nasim b'fiv afar, that no matter what it eats, it becomes like dirt, doesn't taste it. Sh'nemar v'nachash avar lachmo, v'ashvichu molid l'shivash shanim, and it takes 7 years for it to give birth. V'ashminit sh'adam roe b'ima v'inu makpid v'kim sh'ror nachash hu makpid alav l'hargo, and human beings see animals, they're okay with that, but they hate snakes, and they try to kill it. Hashishit ochel b'tumim v'omid b'kukulo. And the ninth is that even when everything else is blessed, snakes are still cursed. Vasirit, what's the tenth thing? Alav hayare meir omer bekabbalah, vishpati chaya ra'a min ha'aretz. According to Rabbi Natan, it's not that evil animals will disappear, it's only the snake, right? In the bracha of the chukosa, it's that the snake will disappear. That is its tenth curse from Bereishis. And the Midrash is saying in no uncertain terms that it's not that animals will stop being animals. It's one thing you need in Bechukosai, and that is that that the final curse of the Nachash will be fulfilled, that it will cease to exist, that the Nachash, the symbol of the original sin, will disappear. That's what Bechukosai is aiming at. But that seems to be not just Bechukosai, but that seems to be the summary of Vayikra and really Shmot and Vayikra. Because as we said, Shmot was the second half of Shmot for sure, was the question of how do you bring the Shekhinah back to Israel by building the Mishkan, and Vayikra is the book of how do you actually bring the Shekhinah down, what do you do in the Mishkan, and then how do you spread that Kiddushah from the Mishkan, that concentration of the Shekhinah from the Mishkan alone to all of society, through the laws of Kashrut, through the laws of Shemitah, right, out into society, out into the land. And if the Mishkan is the place that reverses the distance between us and God by recreating an Edenic world, but then that's supposed to overflow, which is Vayikra's sort of methodology, that we start with the Mishkan and then we go to the laws of Kashrut and then we go to the laws of Eretz Yisrael, that slowly that Gan Eden that's created in the Mishkan is supposed to overflow and bring Eden back to the rest of society. So Bechukosai is the culmination that started in Parsha Truma and ends in Bechukosai of rebuilding the Mishkan and then having that concentration of God's relationship overflow out of the Mishkan into all of society. Culminating with, after Behar, where we said that Israel, the whole country will be Kadosh, with Bechukosai saying, and if you keep the laws in Eretz Yisrael, it will all, its entirety, not just the Mishkan, not just the Mikdash, but all of Eretz Yisrael will turn into Gan Eden. And if you look at 6, the Midrash in the Tanhuma, commenting on the, and this says as follows: Amar Yehuda ben Pedaya, Miga le afar meinecha, Adam harishon, Shatay yochol la'amod v'nisyotecha. Who will be able to remove the dirt from your eyes? Because you, Adam, you couldn't stand up to your test. Afil sha'achad, even for a moment. Harebanecha mishamrin kol mitzvot shenatnu lahem. But your children will one day fix this, right? Migaleh afar meinecha. You're removing the sin of Adam. It's not just we're doing good, but we're turning back the clock. How? Because they will keep the mitzvot. V'omdim bahem. They will actually stand up to them. They'll keep them. They won't falter. Omdim bahem echad mehem omeid v'noteya ma'aderu menakesh mizamer sharem mashkeh roeh peirot netiyot mivarchot v'kofeitz yado v'enatoem behem. Someone will work and work and work and plant and plant and water, and he'll see his fruit coming and no one will touch it. V'kayem ma'ashen amar shaloshanem yelochem, to keep the laws of Arla, right? You couldn't hold off from taking a fruit for but a moment, and your children will the prohibition will be that even after 3 years you can't do it, and the fourth year you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and your kids will be able to hold themselves back from a fruit for 4 years. You couldn't for a moment. Adam Rishon Amar lo mizeh achol mizeh lo tochal. You were told, eat this and don't eat that. V'lo yuchal amod b'tzivu yava filu sha'achat. You didn't know how to keep it for a moment. Al kamoshen Amar. N'tein gam ishaim ava yochal. Right, your wife gave it to you and you ate. Uvanecha nistavu et zeh tochu v'et zeh lo tochu. Your children will get kashrut. And they'll keep it. Uvioter k'shevo Adam Yisrael. Kach behema aseh o eid o keves shochedu makshidu machnis yado vodeka riyah nisat treifa manicha ve'ino ochlo. And not just that. Not only will they have kosher species and not kosher species, but even when they shech the kosher animal, they're going to be sticking their hand in and figuring out, does it have a, right, does it have a puncture in the lung? Heve omer kol amart imrat Hashem trufa. All of God's words are pure. Lefichach u'nitzav Adam Rishon. Therefore, the rest of the mitzvot weren't given to Adam. Lefisha galuy v'yadua lefanav she'ino yachol lishmor mitzvot harbe. Because God knew he couldn't keep many mitzvot. Sharei mitzvah achat nitzava. He had one. V'lo amad ban. He couldn't handle it. Aval Yisrael. But the Jewish people, kama mitzvot natem lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many mitzvot did God give them? V'heim mishamrin, and they keep them all. Lefichach, hirba lehem Torah u'mitzvot. So that's why God keeps giving them more and more and more. V'amar lehem, et zeh tochlu v'et zeh lo tochlu. And hagamal, et arnevet, et shrafan, et chazir. Davar achet, hagamal, right, etc. And therefore he gives all the laws of kashrut. And then you just skip down to three lines from the bottom. Ketzad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu motzi chruz latid lavo. In the future, God will declare, v'omer, kol misho sek mitzvah plonit, yavo v'yitol tzchara. Anyone who kept this mitzvah, come and reap their reward. Az ba'im ha'akum, omrum tnu lanu tzcharenu, shanachnu asinu mitzvah. And then the nations of the world will come and say, give us a reward. Amar lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol shekayem en ha'torah. No, it's only if you keep the whole Torah. And the Midrash tells you, no uncertain terms. That is, right, it's picking up on Vayikra. Right, the laws of Vayikra are fixing mankind's inability to stand up to the simple command, eat and don't eat. So Vayikra tells you, you have a chance to fix it. If you can show that you can stand up to it, you cannot eat non-kosher food, even kosher animals, you can be careful, you can not be flippant with the command God gave you, then I'll give you more and more mitzvot to reinforce this notion that we can be better than Adam. We can go back. And if you do that, that's why you get Eden back. Because he lost Eden because he couldn't not eat his not kosher fruit. Well, we can keep kashrut. And that's really what Vayikra is coming to. And as I put here in 7, right, this is all builds on that, those comparisons, those parallels between the Mishkan and Gan Eden. And it's Tzur HaMor, this is his theory of all of Vayikra, that Sefer Vayikra is coming to fix the problems of Bereishis. And Rav Yitzchak Twersky, I gave you the summary in 8, notes that this, if you follow through Vayikra, you'll find that it's not just Adam and Chava, but it fixes, it parallels all of Sefer Bereishis. So the Reach Nichoach of the Karbanot in Vayikra and Tzav tell us that not only are we fixing Adam and Chava, but Reach Nichoach is Noach when he fixes the broken world by bringing a Karban. So we take that ability to fix the world by committing ourselves to God, and we introduce it into Vayikra. We do that same act in the Mishkan. And the death of Nadav and Avihu, and Tazria and Mitzora, are parallel to Avram and Yitzchak. Because in Tazria and Mitzora, right, well, Nadav and Avihu parallels the Akedah, right? Avram got it right. Right, that he was able to submit and only listen to God, and on the other hand, you know, they're not. Right, they go whenever they want, but that's fixed because you know Aaron, who remains, is of right the world of you know of Avram, and in Tazria and Mitzora we get the commands of Milah, right, that you're supposed to do Milah. That's some of the good that we take out of Bereishis, right, that Avram was able to commit himself. The Midrashim know that the two Seirim that we bring on Yom Kippur to bring forgiveness, to bring ourselves purity, commemorate Yaakov and Esav. But this time, right, they're fixing both Yaakov and Esav, right? And Yosef brings us down to Egypt, right, which is where we end up, you know, falling into a negative culture. But, you know, Parshat Kedoshim tells us that we're supposed to rid ourselves of the culture of Mitzrayim, of the Arayot. And So as you go through Vayikra, it's not just Adam. It takes the good of Bereishis and fixes the bad of Bereishis. It goes through that early history and says, as a nation, you can take the good of the history and reject the bad. And if you take all of that, you can just roll back the clock that we've been waiting to do for so long. And that seems to be, as the Ramban notes, as the Midrash notes, what Vayikra is ending with. Right, it's not just if you keep the mitzvot, all will be good. If you keep the mitzvot, you'll finally fix that sin that started with Adam, and you'll be able to roll the clock back, and you'll take all the good of history, reject the bad, and that's the ultimate goal for the, you know, for the messianic era. The last point on that is that, and this is a point that Michael Hatton makes in his book Passages, which is actually a very nice point. There's a fundamental machlokas in the Gemara and the Rishonim. What is the Messianic era going to look like? Is it going to look exactly like our world now, just minus war and minus political oppression, but it's basically going to be a natural world? Or is it going to be miraculous? Right, that's machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Rambam says very clearly, the world will look exactly like it does now. Right, number 9. Al-Yaleh al-Alev. Don't you dare think, Shebimot HaMashiach Yivatel Davar Min Hago Shalom, that nature will stop. Oh, Yeshem Chidush Maaseh Bereishit, or something new will happen from creation. Ela Olam Kimenogo, no, hey, the world will continue as is. Zeshen Amar Bishayahu Vigerzeev, Imkeves, Venemer Imgidi Yerbat. And that's which we say, that the sheep will be living with the leopards. Mashal Vechidah, it's just a, you know, just a parable. In Yana Devar Shiv Yisrael, Yoshvin LaBetach and Rashi Akum, it means that the Jews will live peacefully amongst the you know, the formerly evil nations. Amoshlim Kazev Venemer, Shnemar Zev Arvot, Yishdeim Venemer Shokel Al Reyem, Vachru Kulam Lodat Amen, and all will return to truth. Velo Yigzilu, Velo Yashchitu, and they won't steal, they won't destroy, El Yochlu, Davar Mutar, Benachat, in Yisrael, they'll all eat properly, they'll all be proper, Shnemar, Varyek, Vakar Yochlu Teven, V'chein Kol Kayotze, Be'ilu, Advarim, V'nyan HaMashiach, Hem Mishalim, all this stuff is just parables, and what a Melech HaMashiach Yodeh Alakol, Le'eze Davar Hayam HaShal, Manyan Ramzu Bahen. Right, that's what the Rambam says, right, that nature will be the same. The Ravid comments, what do you mean? Amar Avram, V'alo b'Torah v'shpati chayam ra'am min aretz. The Torah says that in the time of Mashiach, there won't be, right? This is the pasuk that Ramban started with. There won't be wild animals. What do you mean nature will continue? Right, now this is based on the Gemara. In number 10, Relazar Omer, Tachshitin Heilofayim. To the Tanya, Amar Relazar b'chimiachar, Tachshitin Heilofayim. It's a context of whether you're allowed to wear weapons on Shabbos. So Relazar says you're allowed to wear weapons on Shabbos because they're an adornment. So they said to Elazar, the Chachamim said, how could it be that a weapon is an adornment? If they're adornments, so why in the time of Mashiach won't we have weapons? Because they'll be unnecessary. Because people won't fight anymore. So why shouldn't they be just like, you know, a nicety? Right? Why don't they just keep wearing weapons? In you know, in the time of Mashiach, even if you don't need them, right? They'll be you know, like jewelry. He says, nah, it's a shaga v'tiara. It's like a candle in the day, right? It's totally unnecessary, right? It only makes sense nowadays because they're needed. Upliga de Shmuel, but this argues on Shmuel. Omar Shmuel ain't bein holam azed and Mashiach l'shibud goliot bilvad. The only difference between now and then is whether it will be oppressed by foreign governments. Shneamar kol yachdal avion mikarav aretz. And with Messiah, the Rabbi Barabbas, and Rabbi Barabbas, called Neviim, Nabu El Imora Mashiach, Valom Abba, Ain Lo Ratai Elohim Zulatecha. That all the nevuot are only for the times of Mashiach, but Olam Haba is supernatural. We don't know what it looks like. So the Rambam takes the vision of Shmuel that Mashiach, the world to come, whatever it is, right? Until we actually leave this world, whatever that means, everything's going to be natural. And then there's the other position in the Gemara that things will be unnatural. So we tend to think that that's the machlokas. The Rambam thinks the world will be natural, and the Ramban thinks it won't be. Shmuel thinks the world will be natural, and you know, the other position says it won't be. But Michael Hatton says, be careful. That's not right. That's not what the Ramban ever said. The question isn't whether the time of Mashiach will be a natural world or not. Everyone agrees it'll be natural. The question is, what natural? The Rambam tells you it'll be the natural of now. The Ramban tells you, no, it is natural. Our world is unnatural. Right? That's what the Ramban is telling you. It's not that the Ramban thinks that the time of Mashiach is going to be supernatural. It's that now we live in a fallen world. It's not going to be miraculous. It's just we're going back to the original nature of the world. The Ramban's explicit. We're not careful. It's the same upshot, that it's going to be unnatural from our perspective, but the theology is totally different. The Ramban isn't saying that the goal of the world is to supersede nature. It's to return to nature. Right? It's to return to what the world could have been and once was. Right? And it's a totally different perspective. And he said that, right, so in his piece on Bechukosa, that's what he said the Ramban is getting at, is that the goal of Vayikra, the goal of the Mishkan, and then the mitzvah that came out of the Mishkan, is that the Mishkan commemorates Gan Eden, tells us what the world could have been and once was. But if we keep the mitzvah of the Mishkan, and then we allow the messages of the Mishkan to overflow out, and we keep the laws of kashrus, we learn how to have self-control that Adam didn't have, and we learn how to build a holy society in Eretz Israel, then we manage to turn not just the Mishkan into Eden, but all of our entire society into Eden. And if that's the case, the Ramban said, we haven't gone there, but when we do, it's not that we're going to a supernatural world. It's that we're rolling the clock back, that we're finally succeeding in going back to the original nature, right? It's just, it's a flip. It's not that their argument was the world will be supernatural. It's that the Rambam views the world as is what the world should be. And therefore Mashiach will keep it the same. The Ramban says, no, that's not what the Torah is trying to get at. Is that now we live in an unnatural world. We live in a fallen world. But if only you keep the mitzvot, if only you manage to fix the problems, the original sin, then the world will go back. Where, sure, there'll be wild animals, but they won't be wild. They won't be vicious. Because it was sin, right? That's what he says from the Gemara. It's lo hachayam meimit, ela hachet meimit. It was sin that introduced death to the world. And the promise, if we ever get to the point where as a society, we roll back our attitudes, we roll back the chet, so then the effects of the chet will be rolled back as well. And that's the bracha of Bechukosa, v'talachti betochachem, that I will walk with you once again in Gan Eden, but Gan Eden will no longer be Gan Eden, but all of Eretz Israel will have been transformed into the idyllic world that once existed. And that, I think, is the message of the end of Vayikra, right? The end of really Shemot Vayikra, when it brings it together, at least until the coda of Vayikra, which is in Perkov Zion, which is the Erechin, but until the coda of Vayikra, right, that seems to be the themes of Shemot Vayikra that we've been developing now for a while, but that's the Ramban sort of culminating ideas. Okay, so that will end.